Yeah, that's what happens when you don't take your chances. They've scored second half, their only real chance of the second half. Their only real chance of the game, if I can remember right. I don't remember too much happening in the first half. They had one which was offside, but other than that, I don't remember them hurting us too much. I don't remember Tony Mack making too many saves. I remember their keeper and their defenders stretching, blocking, chance after chance, certainly second half. But you know, if you don't take them, you're liable to be hit with a sucker punch, which is what happened. But you know, we shown good character to get back on level terms, and you know, we shouldn't have been at that point, but you know, we done it. We could have been disappointed on the pitch, but we weren't. We kept going, kept doing the things what we work on, and it was a good performance, just disappointing result.
It was almost, or it could have been, the classic sucker punch, couldn't it? Because it was on the back of a mistake from Evan Gumbs at the back.
Yeah.
It was a well taken goal all the same. But did you feel at the moment, here we go again against Ashton United, we can never get it right?
Yeah, you do think that, because you've had so much, you know, so much of the play. We've dominated spells, long spells, and you know, they're changing things, they're doing things to try and get a foothold in the game, which they never ever got. But like you say, you know, Evan was immense. Mistakes happen. They happen at the top level for £50 million defenders, so they're going to happen at our level, and I'm not going to criticise Evan, because he's different class every week. You know, we've all made mistakes today, so it doesn't matter. What matters is how we keep it going, because we're a good team, and you've seen we're a good team, and that's what I've just said to them. Don't be disappointed. Look at it as we're going to keep playing like this, and when half of the chances go in, someone's going to get the backside smack.
And you responded very well, didn't you? Because I think within a couple of minutes, you equalised through Abu Sanogo out the corner.
Yeah, we did, and probably that was the most fortunate of scoring the way we did, because it's just hit him and gone in. But because we've had some great play and we're really good openings and had chances which we just haven't took, and Abu's one of them who's guilty of missing a couple of chances, certainly first half. But you know, he's in the right place at the right time. If a Richardson goes in, it doesn't matter how it crosses the line, because it's his goal, and you know, it was the least we deserved was one.
And I think you had a couple of efforts that I think certainly one was cleared off the line. There was a shot cleared off the line, and James McCartan's header, that flying downward header, produced a fantastic save from David Carnell as well.
Yeah, well, I thought their keeper played well for them, to be fair, today. You know, he probably hasn't had too many games where he's been as busy, but it wasn't just like, you know, a couple of saves. It was like he was making saves, he was having to fight for crosses, he was, you know, he played well today for them. But that shows you how where we were, because if the keeper's making saves, we're not being clinical as we should be. But I know it'll come, I just know it'll come.
So not ideal by any means, you having to go to a replay, but you are still in the competition. No injury worries to concern you ahead of that game?
None that have been flagged up to me straight after the game. No one came off injured. The substitutions were tactical, so you know, it wasn't through any injury. So we'll know obviously more tomorrow when the lads wake up, see how they feel and stuff. But you know, I'm hoping we go with the same group that we started today with.